Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Ricky, Ohio. Dave Kalf is alongside, and Dave, another exciting game going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we picked up a couple of nice victories here over the holidays, and let's keep this streak going, huh?
Let's hope so.
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty healthy right now. It's nice to have Coach Melton back on the bench, and I'm looking forward. I think this will be a heck of a ball game here tonight.
Starting lineups have been introduced real quickly for the Indians, who's going to be starting tonight.
Yeah, you know, I kind of was in the dark there, but I think it's going to be Owen and Kale. Looks like Daniel Patch is going to be out there. I think Troy Holman's going to start. And I think it's trying to look out there. Let's see. Logan Holman.
Yeah,
Logan Holman. He's going to be our fifth starter tonight. And for the Trojans, oh, wow, the Trojans are big boys here.
Yes, they are.
I got here a little late. Sorry for being a little tardy, but just trying to catch up a little bit.
Their starters are 6'2", Garrett Garneau. Also starting for them will be 5'9", Bryson Sharp. Fort Recovery gets the tap to start things out. Also for the Trojans will be 5'9", Chad Pitzer. Also, 6'5", Nick Sheritz. He's going to be one of the big guns for
him. Yeah, he is a big guy down in there.
And 6'5", Chase Whirling. So they have two 6'5 guys down low. We're underway here at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Once again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Glad to have Cal Pharmacy alongside. Again, I'm Rob Weaver with Dave Kalp. Welcome you listening on the television as well. And there is a
turnover on the Indians. I think Logan traveled a little bit there, getting that pass down low, and he shuffled his feet a little bit.
So Arcanum has the basketball for the first time on offense tonight. Arcanum did win the reserve game tonight, 48-40 over our Indians. Fort Recovery's JV record drops to 7-3 with the loss. Back out top it goes. With the ball there was Nick Sheritz. Around on the left wing with the ball there is Ryan Murray. Back around. Actually, that was Chad Pitzer, not Murray. Chad Pitzer in the lineup. Sheritz with the ball. Over on the right it goes to Bryson Sharp.
And he's playing a nice, tight man-to-man defense here. And
Versailles,
making him work.
Yeah, Versailles content to pass the ball around the perimeter here for the moment.
It's Arcanum, Rob.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they got the Brazil's colors. That's where you got confused a little bit. And I thought the same thing for a bit.
Arcanum, you are correct. And there is a ball tipped out of bounds by Arcanum. It'll be given to the Fort Recovery Indians. Roger McElDowney, who is the head coach of Arcanum, was coach at Versailles.
And that's the other reason why you got confused. Yep, I saw him also, and I'm like,
You thought you were at the wrong game, didn't you?
I did. I was running late the whole day.
Over on the right side, Arcanum Trojans and the Fort Recovery Indians battling away here tonight. Out front with it, there's Sheritz, top of the key again. Passes off. Boy, just not taking any shots.
No, they were 2 minutes off the clock here and nothing, and they haven't even attempted a shot yet.
Versailles just continues to pass the ball. Now there's a drive to the hole. It's up and no good. Rebounds tapped around, and Daniel Patch came down with the ball. And missing that shot was Garrett Garneau for the Arcanum Trojans.
Patsy's sporting a new haircut. Looking good out there.
Kale Ramel on a three. Good. Kale Ramel drills a three to get the Indians off to a good start here. It's now 3-0. Fort Recovery in the lead. Arcanum with the basketball. You're listening to WPGW FM at 100.9 on your FM dial. Also, FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's a shot from out. No good. Rebound comes down to Homan.
Yeah, that shot was put up by Bryson Sharp. Kind of a fadeaway three-pointer. Tough shot.
Logan Homan, a nice board there. Daniel Patch outside. Right to Kale Ramel. Over on the left it goes. There's Troy Homan, who's in the game also. Troy will pass to Owen Judy to Kale Ramel. Fires a three. Misses that one. Rebound comes down. Logan Homan and threw it away. Tried to hit Daniel Patch on the left, and it went over his head and out of bounds.
Yeah, great offensive board in there by Logan. He was getting surrounded by the big boys, and he tried to pass it out to Patsy and just got away from him.
3-0, Indians leading here over the Arcanum Trojans. Arcanum comes in 5-2 on the year, and Fort Recovery is at 6-2 on the year. Back out top is Sheritz. Oh, nice give and go, but Daniel Patch stuffed them, and Arcanum got the rebound.
Great defense by Daniel right there. Just patiently waited, timed it perfect, and back in his face.
Sheritz fires a three. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Daniel Patch. He'll feed over to Troy Homan. Homan comes up the court. Right side it goes to Kale Ramel. Ramel back outside to Daniel Patch. On the left to Owen Judy. In the corner, Troy Homan, and the ball is tipped by Arcanum, I believe. No, they say it was not.
Yeah, I think Owen did tip it. He tried to play it cool there like he didn't touch it, but I think he did.
So, last touch by the Indians. Arcanum gets the ball. No score on the board for the Trojans. 3-0. Fort Recovery with the lead. Inside it goes to the big guy. He puts it up and in. Boy, he's
a load. Yep.
Kind of reminds me of Mr. Ben last year.
Yes, it does.
Here's Owen Judy on a three. Didn't go. Rebound tips around. Comes to Arcanum. Arcanum brings it up. Down across the timeline over on the left side. Now in. Tipped away by Kale Ramel. Here's Logan Homan with the ball. He'll drive and fire. And
nice.
Score. Logan Homan puts it in for the Indians, and he's fouled in the act of shooting.
That was a great move, too. He looked like he was going to throw it, held on to it, laid it in with his left hand. A little hack in the arm there, and we'll go to the line, see if we can't pick up a one and bonus.
Called that foul on Jake Gabeau. They pronounce his name Gabeau. I would say Gubo, but they said Gabeau, so we'll say Gabeau. Here's a free throw. No good by Logan Homan. In and out. Indians are 0-1 at the line tonight, and it's 5-2. Fort Recovery with the early lead. Here's an outside shot fired up, and it's no good. Rebound comes to Kale Ramel. Ramel will feed out to Owen Judy. Judy left side, back to Ramel, top of the key, back to Judy on the left. There's Daniel Patch with the ball, goes down the lane, feeds over on the left side. There's Owen Judy, and he connects on a three. Owen Judy connects on a three-point basket. Owen's first points of the night, 8-2. Fort Recovery on top by 6. Arcanum with the ball.
Great ball movement there by the Indians.
Inside it goes, and a reverse layup does not go down. Rebound, Kale Ramel. Nice effort by Sheritz, but he couldn't get it to go.
That would have been a heck of a shot if he could get that to drop for him.
Here's Owen Judy. Missed that one. Rebound, Logan Homan, and he's fouled by Sheritz. And that's number one on Sheritz.
Logan had great position on that rebound and had the weak side position, and Ferris went over the back for an easy call for the official.
Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda wishes the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game. Dr. Banda's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. You'll find the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Again, Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Good luck, Indians, says Dr. Thomas. Thomas Banta. There's a foul called on Arcanum.
Garrett Garneau called for the foul there, and I think he was just holding on to Owen as he was trying to break for the bucket.
So, Post will toss it in here for the Indians. Kale Rammel to Daniel Patch. Three-point shot does not go. Rebound Logan Homan. Back up and in.
Look at Logan Homan work. Look at him go. Great job, Logan Homan, number four.
Logan Homan connects for his second basket tonight.
Third offensive rebound early in the first quarter here, early in the game.
Right side it goes for Arcanum. Again, Roger McElDowney, veteran coach, head coach of Arcanum. Jim Melton, head coach of Fort Recovery. Jim coached at Arcanum before he came here to Fort Recovery. Left side it goes, back out top. Again, Arcanum very patient here. Here's a shot from outside. It's way off the mark there by Arcanum's Chase Whirling, and Cale Rammel came down with the rebound. Rammel gets it back. Cross-court pass to Owen Judy. Here's Logan Homan. There's Landon Post. He comes in the lane, lost it. Indians pick it back up. Owen Judy with the ball on the left side now. Cale Rammel, 1:12 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter.
Yeah, Arcanum settled in a 2-1-2 zone here now. Indians might be patient with the ball.
Cale Rammel dribbling, passing on the left to Landon Post. Back out to Owen Judy. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is open until 7 o'clock each evening, Monday through Thursday night, until 6 on Friday nights. Your Health Mart Pharmacy, Cal Pharmacy. Down to 45 seconds in the first quarter. Into Daniel Patch. Daniel looking. Back out to Cale Rammel. He'll bomb a three. It's short. Off the front of the rim and goes out of bounds. We'll give him to Arcanum. 35 seconds to go, and I would bet you that Arcanum's going to play for the final shot.
Well, they're down by eight, but they've been patient this entire quarter. And looks like we're going to bring in... Let's see, Logan's going out, and Caleb Evers coming in for the Indians.
Take advantage of Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist about that excellent weekly prescription program. Arcanum with the ball. They're trailing 10-2 to the Fort Recovery Indians here in the first quarter. Right side it goes. Here's a shot up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery.
Riley Heiser, I believe, in the game now, and I'm thinking he's getting called for the foul.
At the line will be Nate Kessler, who missed the shot. He'll have two shots coming. Number one on Riley. He just came in the lineup a moment ago. Free throws up, and it's no good. Well, Coach Melton can't be disappointed with the team's defense here.
Absolutely not. Played
points.
A great quarter here.
And
subbing a couple offensive guys back in, bringing Cale back in and Logan.
Free throw's good this time. Got one of two. And here's Fort Recovery's Cale Rammel at the other end. Missed it. And might have been blocked. Arcanum comes up with the ball. There's a pass over on the left side. Down inside, Logan Homan steals the ball.
And nice job.
No time to do anything with it, but at least defensively stopped the shot. So the quarter comes to an end, and the Fort Recovery Indians are leading here after one quarter of play. The score is 10 for the Indians, 3 for the Arcanum Trojans. Thanks to, again, Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your Health Mart Pharmacy, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and also in good old Bern, Indiana as well. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kauf of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Cal Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Cal Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Action back in as Arcanum has the basketball here. There's a shot from outside, no good. Rebound, Kale Rammel. And here come the Indians with the ball. Troy Homan will bring it up across the timeline. On the left to Daniel Patch, back over on the right to K.O. Rammel. Owen Judy back to Patch, inside, back to Judy. Three-point shot, he's wide open, and he missed it. Normally he might hit that one. There's a foul called on Arcanum. No, they're going to say Troy Homan stepped on the in line.
Well, he definitely got fouled. He got pushed there, Rob, and I don't think the official saw that, but I think he saw his foot go on the mouth line.
So, Arcanum will toss the ball in here. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Dave Kaup. Eric Catterley's our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland, WPGW-FM. And Ava Shane and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Ball's tipped away by Logan Homan, and Owen Judy came up with the ball, and they're going to call Owen for traveling. Thought there might have been a foul there, but he didn't get the call.
Yeah, I think he got a little bit of contact there, and official didn't see it that way. He calls traveling.
Arcanum with the basketball. They trail 10-3 here in the second quarter now. There's a shot up and good by Sheritz. That's his first basket of the evening. And there's the ball that goes out of bounds. Going to be Fort Recovery turnover. And Arcanum will toss it in here. It's going to be Chase Whirling putting it in play. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, at State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Arcanum with the ball over on the right side. There's a jumper. Good.
Just like that.
Jake Gabeau hits for a nice basket, and all of a sudden it's a two-point game.
Well, the Indians a little sloppy here in their first two possessions, and just need to get settled in here and run some offense and get a good bucket.
Troy Homan on the left side. He'll pass off to Logan Homan. Back out top to Kale Rammel. Kale fakes the shot, drives in the lane, and they're going to be calling for traveling on Kale Rammel.
Coach going to call timeout, I believe. Yep.
Timeout, Jim Melton. He's not happy with the way the second quarter has started here, as Fort Recovery's 10-3 lead has shriveled away to 10-8.
Well, and we have three turnovers too right off the bat, and Coach's going to talk to him a little bit about that.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Courtside Fieldhouse. I'm Rob Weaver along with Dave Kaup, as we have a score of 10-8. The Fort Recovery Indians are leading the Arcanum Trojans, but Arcanum has the basketball and the momentum at the moment.
The Indians come out of nowhere with a full court press, but it didn't work out very good. Easy bucket for Arcanum. Sheritz ties it up.
Sheritz got loose inside at the other end on the full court press and lays it in to tie the game. 10-10 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. quarter. Owen Judy, right side, Daniel Patch, he'll fire and miss. Rebound, Homan, Logan Homan, and he is fouled by Sheretz. That's number two on Sheretz.
Logan working his tail off inside there. That's his fourth offensive rebound. I think we've got six, or at least four, second chance points, Rob, and that's big for the Indians.
Up and no good by Logan Homan. Can't take advantage of it. He'll have one more free throw coming here. He's 0-for-2 from the line tonight.
Yes, he is.
Landon Post will come in, and Troy Homan will exit the scene. Here's a free throw by Logan Homan, and he hits that one. So he hits 1-of-3 so far tonight, and that gives the Indians a lead back at 11-10. Down comes Arcanum with the basketball. Over on the left side it goes to Jake Gabeau. Gabeau dribbling back outside. On the top of the key there to Garrett Garneau. On the right wing it goes. Back out top again. With it there is Bryson Sharp. He'll pass on the left side to Gabeau. Back out to Sharp. Sharp dribbling the basketball, looking for a teammate. Around the horn on the left wing. Now inside, Daniel Patch knocked it away as they tried to get it in to Chase Whirling. And nice job by Daniel.
Yeah, quick hands by Daniel to knock that baby away. And
Owen Judy firing a three, and he connects. Owen Judy connects on his second three of the night. That makes the score 14-10. Indians on top by 4 points. There's a three-pointer by Gabeau. Jake Gabeau hits a three. That makes it 14-13. Indians by one again. Cale Rammel in the lane scoops it up, and he missed a wide-open layup. It's just like the sea parted, and there was nobody there, and he couldn't get it to go down.
That's exactly what it looked like, too, Rob. Great call. Nobody touched him.
Nope. There's a shot from outside, and the foul's on Owen Judy. They're going to call a foul and a three-pointer, and that's going to send Bryson Sharp to the line for three free throws here. First one on Owen Judy. He thought he had a clean swipe at the ball. This could give Arcanum the lead. And the first one ties it up. 14-14. That's the first point of the night for Bryson Sharp. He'll put another one up and got that one. He's got a nice sweet shot, doesn't
he? Yes, he does. Makes it look easy, doesn't he?
You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and PortRecoveryRadio.com. That one's up and good.
Mental note not to foul him late in the game if we have to.
There's Owen Judy, drives the right baseline and scores. Owen Judy with a layup. 16-16, we're all tied up again. Indians entered the second quarter leading 10-3, but Arcanum quickly got back into the game in the first minute. And it's been a dogfight ever since. Right side it goes. There is Gabeau firing and missing. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Cale surveys the landscape, now decides to bring it up himself. Landon Post on the left. He'll fire over to Daniel Patch. Three-point shot is good.
Ooh.
Daniel Patch connects on a three-pointer, which he can do.
Absolutely. It's nice to see him out there firing them babies in.
19-16 score now. And they lost the ball. They tried to feed it inside to Whirling, and the Indians grabbed it back. Here's Landon Post driving and scoring.
Wow, I thought he was out of control, and he laid that in pretty slick.
Nice drive by Landon Post, the junior guard, and Arcanum wants timeout. Port Recovery's jumped to a 5-point lead, 5 straight points here, 21-16. Indians on top over Arcanum here in the, again, second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Port Recovery, Ohio.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kelp.
I was watching Coach McElnany there. He was not happy about his boys getting beat down the floor on the defensive end, and he's picking up a couple quick buckets. He let them have her a little bit.
So Arcanum with the ball, Bryson Sharp with it. He'll pass over to Whirling. Chase Whirling, he'll give over to Gabeau. Right side it goes to Sharp. Now down low to Whirling, and he's double teamed by Owen Judy and Daniel Patch. He dumps it outside. Top of the key. Right side it goes to, here's Whirling putting it up and in. Pekowski's in the game now. Aiden Pekowski for the Arcanum Trojans. So 21-18 now, 3-point lead with that basket by Chase Whirling.
Pretty good shot by the big 6'5 boy there on the Arcanum end.
Yeah, he's just pretty much a duplicate of Brian Benn.
Yeah, big old smoothie.
Outside shot by Cale Rammel. Good. Beautiful 3-point shot by Cale Rammel. And makes the score 24-18 now. Indians on top by 6. Arcanum with the basketball. They're 5-2 on the year. Indians are 6-2 on the year. Here's Gabeau. He'll feed off. On the left there was Chad Pitzer. Around over to Gabeau on the right. Jake Gabeau wears number 0. Goes to the baseline. Back outside to Chase Whirling. Top of the key it goes to Pitzer. He'll feed over here on the left side to Bryson Sharp. Back out to Jake Gabeau. Gabeau at the center circle. Over on the right wing now to Aiden Pekowski. Arcanum Trojans here at Fort Recovery tonight in high school boys basketball. A weeknight game.
A lot of basketball this week, Rob.
Yes, there is. Indians have 2 more games at the end of the week. There's an inside pass to Chase Whirling, and he lays it in to get his 6th point of the night and brings the Trojans back to within 4. Now the Indians throw it away. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Jake Gabeau will set up the offense. Right side it goes to Bryson Sharp. Here's Gabeau getting the ball, top of the key. He's on the right to Sharp. Now it goes over on the wing over here to Chad Pitzer. Back to Gabeau. He'll fire a 3 and misses. Rebound and a foul on Chase Whirling going over the back of Daniel Patch.
Yeah, I think that was... There's been worse fouls on that one. That was a... He did, and I'm not saying he didn't foul, but I'm not sure that was worthy of a call.
Well, good for Fort Recovery. That's number... that's only his first on Chase Whirling.
Yeah, that's only their 15th foul with 47 seconds to go. Pretty clean game here so far in the first half.
Don't forget to check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Built tough with the poultry growers in mind. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Owen Judy to the right side. He'll pass to Logan Homan on the left. Caleb Evers. Now to Logan Homan. Drives inside and lays it up. Oh, can't get it to go down. Evers got the ball. Knocked away from him. Out of bounds. Who's going to get it? Neither official saw who touched it last.
I think they're going to give the ball to White here.
Neither official. I'm not kidding. Coach Belt is going to call time. I think they are going to go to Fort Recovery.
I think it's Fort Recovery.
We'll be back in just a moment right after this brief timeout.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery Indians with the 24-20 lead over the Arcanum Trojans. Visiting here tonight, Roger McElnany, the coach of Arcanum, and Jim Melton, coach of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has the ball. There's Owen Judy on a three. Can't get it to go down. And rebound comes to Arcana. Indians had a set play there, and Judy was set up, but he just couldn't get the three to go. 24-20, Indians on top. Arcana with the ball, stolen by Cale Rammel. He's got time.
Yeah.
Down he comes, he stops, and there's a offensive foul called on Cale Rammel. So he charged into one of the Trojans there. That's a close call.
Well, he just got a little bit out of control there, I think, and lost his footing, and I think it was a good call.
Well, he was so worried about the time running out. We still have 2 seconds on the clock.
Plenty. Yeah, you're right.
He really had plenty of time. It's a long shot. No good. That's the end of the first half of play. 24-20. Fort Recovery on top here at the end of the first half of play. 24-20. They led 10-3 at the end of the first quarter. Again, I'm Rob Weaver along with Dave Kaup. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor has been K&L Tractor Sales and Service. For outstanding service for your farm machinery, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And don't forget they have those Archway portable grinder mixers, the feed industry's gold standard, available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with some halftime stats for you coming up right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kaup Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kaup Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kauppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, honoring some of the students here at Fort Recovery High School tonight, like they do, I think, about every game, I believe.
Yeah, that was McKenna Laux picking up a nice award. And Superintendent Ray Brown out there, and guidance counselor, Amy Kaiser. I'm not sure how the other one is the teacher, but I didn't catch her name.
24-20, the halftime score. And it's time now for the mayor's report with Dave Kaup. What happened at the meeting last night, Mayor?
Well, I'll tell you what, we had a good meeting last night. It did all our appointments, the beginning of the year. And we set the research committee, the planning committee, the financial committee, and just get all those guys in position and then catch up with all the, you know, the citizens that are on part of those boards. And I think there was 14 citizens that their terms had coming up that had been over at the end of the year, and every single one of them went for another term. So that's the beauty of Fort Recovery, and everybody, you know, kind of kicks in and does their thing, and I'm very proud of them. So, and kind of got off to a little start here with, we finished up the year a little bit down tax-wise, revenue-wise, but I do know that we'll start out better than we did last year. So I look forward to a little better year here this year as far as revenues are concerned.
Well, good. We certainly hope that's the case. And I think we're all glad to see 2021 disappear.
Yeah, adios. Adios to 2021. And let's hope 22 is better.
And we all were thinking 2021 was going to be better, but it didn't really turn out to be that way.
That's the case, I tell you what.
And now the supply chain is just causing all kinds of havoc in all kinds of businesses.
There's some things. For example, yesterday I had a trailer that I had worked on and went over. I thought about getting a new one and trading it in. Long story short, these trailer companies, the one I was looking at, they're 70 weeks out.
70 weeks.
70 weeks. So they don't even know what the price of it would be in 70 weeks.
Well, yeah. neither do you.
No. So I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't know how we got in this. I just don't know how we got in this position. You know, I mean, I just don't know what happened to have us in the predicament that we're in. But we got to figure a way to get out of it.
Portland Park Board is having a problem with the brand new water park. Some of the tiles around the edge of the pool are
coming loose,
shattering. And so their plan is to replace them all with something that's better because the wrong tiles were put in the first place.
Right.
But they can't get the new tiles until September of this fall.
So the
pool may not even open.
Oh, really?
That possibly terrible. So, I mean, hopefully that won't happen, but the park board's looking at that, I know, tonight. So, anyway, life just goes on, I guess.
Yeah, it does. It's just one thing after another. Nothing seems to surprise me anymore, and it's a shortage everywhere, and I hope we can get it figured out soon.
Yep. All right, thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Port Recovery, Ohio. Let's take a look at the halftime stats. Port Recovery jumped out to a 10-3 lead at the first quarter. And then Arcanum came roaring back, and the Indians do have a 4-point lead at halftime, 24-20. Port Recovery led at the half by Owen Judy, who has 8 points on 2 threes and a two. Logan Homan has 5 points in the first half on 2 twos and 1 out of 3 at the free throw line. Cale Rammel with 6 points in the first half on 2 3-point baskets. Daniel Patch with 3 points on a 3-point basket. And Landon Post with 2 points on a 2-point goal. So there's your 24 points for the Indians. Again, leading the way, Owen Judy with 8, followed by Cale Rammel with 6 and 5 for Logan Homan. For the Arcanum Trojans, they're led here in the first half by their big guy in the middle, Chase Werland. He's 6'5", and he weighs a ton. He's just like, he's a carbon copy of Brian Benn.
He's just a big boy in there. And he's what did we say he was, 6'5"? And
yeah.
I bet he's 6'5", 320.
Probably so. Jake DeBoe has 6 points on 2 threes. So Jake DeBoe and Chase Werland are both leading the team with 6 points. Nick Sheritz has 4 points on 2 2-point goals. 3 points for Bryson Sharp on 3 out of 3 at the line. And 1 point for Nate Kessler on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Again, Arcanum trailing Port Recovery here at the half by a score of 24-20. We'll be back in just a moment with the second half of play coming your way from the Portside Fieldhouse right after this.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field, or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fort Recovery Indians on top here at the halftime over the Arcanum Trojans. Again, Arcanum's 5-2, Fort Recovery 6-2. What's any different tonight than this whole year has been? Close game down to the end here.
Oh, without a doubt. I tell you what, we did that game in Antonia, and that's the last game I got to do with you before the holidays. And that was quite the game, and I listened to another tight game.
Oh, Delvis Jefferson, wasn't it?
I think we played Delvis Jefferson. Did you?
Yeah, it was a close game.
It was a close game. Yeah.
So we're set to go here. Cale Ramo will toss it in. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and St. Henry and Coldwater and Rossburg and many other locations. As Arcanum trapping here to start the second half of play, Fort Recovery responding well, though. Troy Holman right side to Cale Ramel. He'll pop a 15-footer. He missed it, and he is fouled in the act of shooting by Sheretz. That's number three on Sheretz.
Yeah, there's no doubt a foul.
He's going to have to go out of the game.
Yeah.
I would think. I think he's their leading scorer, and he's been held to 4 points tonight and has three fouls. Cale Ramel puts it up and good.
Yeah, coach is going to let him in there right now. I thought he was going to grab a guy off the bench.
I'm surprised. Cale Ramel puts it up and good again. Got them both. 26-20. Indians on top by six. Ramel with 8 points now on the night. Again, Eric Catterley's our fine studio producer at the radio station and here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Ava Shane and Neil Spencer. Arcanum missed the shot by Sheretz. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Daniel Patch. Daniel's going to have a lot of rebounds before he's done.
He's got a great game going tonight, defensively and offensively, and playing hard down underneath.
And they just called a traveling call on Troy Holman. So up comes Arcanum with the basketball. The Arcanum Trojans from Arcanum, Ohio. I think they changed their league name. I forget what they call
it. Yeah, I don't know. It was the same one that Antonio was in. I can't think what it was. It's initials.
There's Gabeau with the ball. He'll pass over to Sharp. Inside it goes to Chase Whirling. Back outside again. On the left to Sharp. Bryson Sharp. Here's Jake Gabeau with the ball, being guarded by Cale Ramel. He'll drive in, stops, and stuffed by Ramel.
Defense number 22.
And Logan Holman picks up the loose ball over to Troy Holman. Troy out near the timeline on right side to Owen Judy. Owen will go to Logan Holman. Back to Owen. Corner shot is off the mark. He doesn't usually miss those like that.
No, he was.
That hit the side of the bank.
I think he was a little deep in that corner and caught the backboard.
Right side is, three-point shot is drilled by Jake Gabeau. That's his third three of the night, and he leads their team with 9 points. Jake Gabeau, a 6'1 senior. Left to Daniel Patch, back out to Owen Judy. That makes the score 26-23. Indians by three. Here's Cale Ramel driving in. Misses the shot. Rebound comes to Bryson Sharp, and here comes the Trojans.
Yeah, I think Cale got nicked a little bit on that shot, and no call.
Outside with it is Chad Pitzer. Pitzer dribbling, passing over to Jake Gabeau. Gabeau dribbling the ball, stopping. Tries to dump it off to Whirling, and Logan Holman comes up with the loose ball down to Cale Ramel, and Ramel's going to be fouled on the play by Garrett Garneau. Darnell, 6'2 junior. Again, Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. See them for a job opportunity at CooperFarmsJobs.com.
I think this is the best game I've seen Logan play so far this year. Just on both ends of the floor, he's just really working his tail off.
Yes, he is. Inside to Owen Judy, no shot there. Passes back out to Keo Rammel. Over to Daniel Patch on the left. He'll dribble. Feeds now Logan Holman. Holman drives baseline. Back out to Daniel. Over to Owen Judy. Sets on a three. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Chad Pitzer for Arcanum. Bryson Sharp with the basketball, working against Owen Judy. A little bit of forearm there, but no call. Pitzer with the ball. He'll feed over to Chase Whirling. There's Jake Gabeau. He missed the shot. About a 12-footer.
Yeah, it's a tough shot. That was a running jumper, and those are hard to make.
Yep. And Owen Judy had the ball knocked away, but Daniel Patch got it back. Logan Holman out here to Cale Rammel. Rammel pops a baseline jumper. No good. Rebound will come down to Arcanum. Wow. Garrett Garneau got the rebound.
We had a chance to get that offensive rebound. We just stood there and watched it on that possession, and Coach not happy with that.
With the basketball out front here, Gabeau passes over to Sharp. Sharp goes to Pitzer, back to Sharp on the left. Now on the wing to Garrett Garneau, back out top, and there's a offensive foul called on somebody. Daniel Sharp must have been on a illegal screen.
Yeah, it must have been a pick I didn't see. And
so
I saw Cale motioning to the official to keep an eye on things, and I don't know if he must have been doing it before, possession or two before, but they got him that time.
Left side to Owen Judy, back out to Caleb Evers. Logan Holman in to Cale Rammel, back out top to Owen Judy. Judy will feed to Cale Rammel. Three-point shot. It's a sweet one. Cale Rammel leading the team in scoring now with 11 points. And it's 29-23 in timeout. Timeout Arcanum as Fort Recovery has bumped the lead to 29-23 with that Cale Rammel shot. We'll be back in just a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians on top.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, I think the officials have been doing a pretty nice job.
Yeah,
tonight.
I think they've done a great job. And I've seen all three of them. I can't tell you their names, but seen them around.
Here we go with the inbounds play. Congratulations to the Lady Indians. They won last night over Mississinewall Valley. Right side pass for Arcanum. With the ball there was Garrett Garneau, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery, Logan Holman, I think. Yep. Number one on Logan.
What was that foul right there? What was the signal on that?
I have no idea. I didn't see the actual.
I don't know what he did.
Yeah. Must have swiped at something. Arcanum puts the ball in play. Out front with it. Now we have Aiden Pekowski back in there again. Anytime he gets in there, I have to warm up my Pekowski pronunciation. And Arcanum threw it away. Fort Recovery has the ball. Now it's a scramble for it. They're going to call a jump ball.
Whoa.
How can they call a jump ball?
Yeah, I'm kind of crazy on that. But I mean, no one had possession of the ball. It was just...
Yeah, there was no...
I think for a second he was going to call traveling. He's like, wait a minute, he didn't do that, so let's call jump ball.
So Arcana will have the basketball back. Get it to Chad Pitzer. Arcanum's had some great teams over the years.
No doubt.
And, of course, so have the Indians of Fort Recovery. Speaking of great teams, they're going to honor the state champions of 71 at the January 22nd game. Outside shot, good. Garrett Garneau gets his first basket of the night on a three, and that makes it 29-26, a three-point game. Left side it goes to Cale Rammel. We have a foul called on Arcanum.
Yeah, he was definitely hanging all over Cale, and definitely a mismatch. Good job by the Indians to find Cale in there in the post position.
Called Aiden Pekowski with the personal foul. Number one on Pekowski. Landon Post will toss it in here for Fort Recovery. Looks for a teammate. Gives it over to Caleb Evers. Back to Post. Fires a corner shot. It is no good. Rebound. Comes down to Arcanum. Getting the board there was Garrett Garneau. Dumps it off. Gabeau on the left. Now inside. There's a hook shot by Sheritz. He misses it. He just can't get it going tonight.
No, he can't get it going.
Owen Judy right side out to Cale Rammel down the lane. Scoops it up. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Logan Holman. He missed it. And a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery's Caleb Evers.
Caleb went over the back, no doubt about it. And Indians, nice job getting a couple offensive rebounds. Couldn't get it to fall.
Caleb Evers called for the foul, and Daniel Patch will come in. 2:03 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Don't forget, Cooper Farms has a great feed program for your livestock, for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Depend on Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Troy Oman back in for Landon Post also.
Arcanum with the ball. They trail by three, 29-26. Indians led by four at halftime, 24-20. So not much has been going on here in this third quarter. Outside shot, three-pointer good. Aiden Pekowski gets his first basket of the night on a three, and that ties the game at 29-29. Owen Judy to Logan Holman, goes around his man, puts it up, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. And Logan will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Boy, I thought for a second they were going to call that on Nick Sheritz for his fourth foul, but they did not.
Logan at the line with two shots. He puts it up and no good.
He's the only guy that shot free throws for us, Rob.
Cale Rammel had two for two.
Okay.
Otherwise, Logan is the only one, and so far he's one out of five. Got that one. Two out of six. Indians on top again, 30-29 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter from the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Left side, back out top. Arcanum with the basketball. There's Gabeau. He'll pass over here on the left to Garrett Garneau. Back out top it goes to Pekowski. Right side. Dribbling the ball, Gabeau. He'll pass back outside to Pekowski. Right side to Chase Whirling. 46 seconds. See if Arcanum might go for the last shot here.
Yeah, I think now they might think about it.
38 seconds remaining. Nope, they're going to go for it here, and they miss it. Rebound Arcanum, though.
First offensive rebound of the night for Arcanum.
Really. Indians are much taller overall, although they've got 2'6" guys in there.
Yeah, we've been doing a great job on the board.
Left side, back outside. Chase Whirling with the ball. Arcanum with the ball, leading by one. Or trailing by one, 30-29. Full recovery in the lead. Ball's tipped away by Cale Rammel. Here he comes. He lays it up. It's blocked and shot by Troy Holman. It's no good. And Cale Rammel just got injured.
Yeah, and I can't believe there was no foul called there. It's like he's grabbing his shoulder.
But Cale's smiling as he comes to the huddle. So the third quarter comes to a close. The Indians still leading, hanging on 30-29 over the Arcanum Trojans. We're set for a great finish. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our very fine and outstanding third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll return in just a moment.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, the headaches, the stuffy noses, when you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kapp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kapp Pharmacy. Kapp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Kapp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back at Portside Fieldhouse, Indians have the basketball to open up the fourth quarter of play, leading by 130-29.
They just keep chipping away at that lead. We had that 7-point lead, and down to four at half, down to one here, and going to the fourth quarter, Rob. So the Indians got to get her going. We've lost the last two quarters.
Indians have led about all the way, but here's an inside drive by Cale Rammel. Nice move. And Cale lost his shoe on the drive. And Cale asked the official, please stop the clock so I can put my shoe back on.
I think the Whirling Boys took around the back of his heel as he was going up for that shot. And
yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. Cale jumped right out of his shoes. Literally.
Yes, he did. Indians on top by three, 32-29. Arcanum with the basketball. Out front, Bukowski. He'll feed over to Nate Kessler, who's in the game now. And they tried to pass behind the defense to Gabeau, but Cale Rammel picked it off.
Yeah, he was waiting on that, baby.
There's Logan Homan, makes the drive and scores. Logan Homan gets a basket. And timeout is called by Arcanum as Fort Recovery has bumped the lead up to 5 points, 34-29. 6:54 remaining here in the fourth quarter of play. Again, we're at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery leading the Arcanum Trojans. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Coming down to the end here again, another close game, 34-29, Indians on top by five.
Yeah, nice start here to the fourth quarter for the drive here to bump that lead back up to five quick.
Looked like the Indians might be off to a flying start as they led 10-3 at the end of the first quarter, but Arcanum quickly cut the lead to 10-8. I think maybe it even got tied at 10-10.
Yeah, I think maybe it did.
A little bit of cleanup here as the Arcanum bench spilled some water during their timeout.
Oh, we got some blood.
Oh, blood. So that's going to have to require some extra careful handling.
Yeah, let's see who's coming. Looks like there's... if we got a bloody nose or what's going on? Oh, looks like his finger, maybe?
I don't see any player indicating
this young man back here. I think number
number 10.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, maybe it might have been Nate Kessler, but he was he had something on, holding something on his hand.
Yeah, I don't. Couldn't see what happened, but.
Okay, anyway, we're all set to go here.
Good job by the official spotting that.
Fourth quarter of play. We have 6:54 to go in the game. Jake Gabeau gets the inbounds pass. Passes on the left side to Chad Pitzer. Pitzer goes to Gabeau. Gabeau looking for a teammate. Pops a three. Yes. Jake Gabeau getting his fourth three of the night. And that makes the lead 34-32. Only a two-point game now.
Boy, that's a tough shot to make. Great job by him to pop that baby in there.
Yeah, that was a very difficult shot. Oh, inside. It went off the face of Owen Judy. I think it got deflected.
Yeah.
And here's Arcanum with the ball now. They come up with the Fort Recovery turnover. Right side to Chase Whirling. Whirling dribbling the ball, stopping, passing out to Jake Gabeau. Right side to Chad Pitzer. Pitzer holds the ball. Feeds over to Bryson Sharp. Now to Pitzer on the right. Pitzer looks, goes to Chase Whirling, way outside. With the ball there now is Jake Gabeau. Gabeau goes on the left. Bryson Sharp. Now top to Pitt, to Sheretz, rather. Into Chase Whirling inside. He puts a move on, stops, and he travels. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul? Oh, my goodness.
I didn't see that.
I thought he traveled, actually.
Yeah.
It would have been my call, but Coach Roger McEldown, they kind of perplexed by the call as well.
Questioning that one. And the big guy's been in about the whole game. I mean, he plays a lot in minutes.
Yeah, Chase Whirling, big 6'5", 300-pounder. So Troy Homan will bring the ball up across the timeline. On the left it goes to Caleb Evers. Down low to Owen Judy. Back outside, Daniel Patch. Theo Rammel on the right. Back over to Troy Homan on the left. Troy dribbles back out near the center circle. Now back to the left. Owen Judy in the corner. Owen will bring it back out top. Caleb Evers over to K.O. Rammel. Rammel looks, dribbles, goes in the lane, pops the shot, got it.
Great drive by number 22. Give him 15 on the night.
K.O. Rammel with 15 points now. And the Indians lead by 4, 36-32. Fourth quarter of play here, 5 minutes to go in the game. Still anybody's game, that's for sure. Jake Gabeau on the left side, back out top to Chad Pitzer. He'll fire a three and misses. Rebound comes to Owen Judy, and the foul's going to be called on Arcanum. They call Jake Gabeau with the foul.
Yep, exactly right. He was over the back of Owen. Good position by Owen Judy.
And it's 1-1 now for the Indians. So Owen Judy is the guy we want there. I say that. I'm not even going to suggest he's going to miss it. He has not been to the line tonight.
Coach McEldowney working the officials over. Seven fouls for them, two for the Indians.
Allie missed the free throw. Missed the 1-1. So Arcanum got the rebound. Here's Jake Gabeau. He hits a three. That is his fifth three of the night. 36-35. It's a one-point game. Fort Recovery with the lead. Owen Judy on the left side to Troy Homan. Homan now dribbling the ball. Owen Judy out top to Landon Post. Post goes on the left to K.O. Rammel. Rammel dribbles out front. Now feeds to Owen Judy in the corner. Judy will bring it back out to Troy Homan. Daniel Patch at the free throw line. Goes to the hole. Missed the shot. Rebound comes to Sheretz of Arcanum. Nick Sheretz pulled down the rebound. 36-35. Indians leading, but Arcanum with the ball. Bryson Sharp will hand off to Jake Gabeau. Gabeau in the center circle. Gabeau looks for a teammate. Arcanum being very deliberate here. 3:48 left to go in the game.
Well, there's no doubt that the Indians have played Arcanum basketball tonight because of the low-scoring game here, 36-35, with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, there's Bryson Sharp hitting a three-pointer. And that gives the lead to Arcanum. Bryson Sharp on a three makes it Arcanum leading by two, 38-36. Indians need to make something happen here. Landon Post to K.O. Rammel, five-footer, can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Arcanum. All of a sudden, Arcanum's getting the rebounds. Chad Pitzer over to Jake Gabeau. Goes around Owen Judy. They're going to call Judy with a foul.
Yeah. He's sticking that leg out there, no doubt about it.
Yeah, he was leaning up against him. 38-36. The out of bounds to Arcanum. That is only the third foul on Fort Recovery.
Yeah. Nobody in foul trouble, obviously, and Logan Homan back in the game now for the Indians.
Arcanum Trojans, they're leading Fort Recovery by 2, 38-36. Right side to Bryson Sharp. Here it goes to Aiden Pukowski. Back out top, three-point shot by Pitzers, no good off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked away by Daniel Patch, picked up by K.O. Rammel. Owen Judy with the ball. He'll come to the corner. Brings it back out, feeds to Daniel Patch, sets on a three. Yes!
Boom!
Daniel Patch on a three.
Huge shot, Daniel.
And that
Patch
gives us the lead, 39-38. And timeout, Arcanum. Fort Recovery's Daniel Patch, they left him open, and he banged it home. What a shot by Daniel, huh?
Yeah, that was a great feed by Owen, too, to find him out there on the top of the key, and he just knocked it down. Big guy that can shoot, you got to love it.
For Daniel tonight, that's his second three of the night. And the Indians have a one-point lead, 39-38.
Well, I tell you what, hats off to Arcanum here. They've battled since the start of this game, and they got down early and kept in it and came back, found a way to get the lead. Big shot by Daniel to put the Indians back on top, though.
Yeah, 2:23 left to go in the game. Fort Recovery this weekend will be at home with New Knoxville on Friday, and then Botkins on Saturday. I think that's a home game also.
Well, we went to Botkins last year, and they made it to state last year, I'm pretty sure. And I'm not sure if they won it. We went there on a Saturday night. Harold and I did the game on the radio. It was an awesome game. They were undefeated. We came in, played a heck of a ball game. Ended up getting beat, I think, in regulation. Might have went to overtime, but it was a very close game. And I'm thinking they're going to be. I think they're undefeated. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, they're going to be tough.
We will not be able to do those games on the radio on Friday and Saturday, so you can hear them on FortRecoveryRadio.com. I assume you're going to be part of the team.
Yeah, I will probably join Brian. I'm assuming Brian will be here to do it. I haven't talked to him yet, but I will.
Here we go. 2:15 left to go in the game. Fort Recovery leading by one. Arcanum with the ball. 39-38. Jake Gabeau back out top to Pukowski. I'm surprised Pukowski didn't take that shot. He was wide open.
They've been patient all night.
He's not going to shoot it. Here is Sheritz. Turning and hitting. Baseline jumper for Sheritz, about 10 feet on the left side. That's only his third basket of the night and gives Arcanum the one-point lead at 40-39. Here's a pass over to Owen Judy. Three-point shot is good. Owen Judy drains a three. 42-40.
He's been quiet for a while, and he was ready to drain one, and that's a big shot. Gave him 11 on the night.
Huge shot for Owen Judy. 42-40, two-point lead for the Indians. Arcanum with the basketball, looking for the shot to tie the game or possibly even go ahead. On the left, there is Garrett Garneau. Outside is Pukowski. He misses the three. Rebound, Daniel Patch of Fort Recovery.
Wow,
goes over to
he worked
K.O.
hard
Rammel.
For that. Yeah, he worked hard for that rebound, and Indians definitely leading this rebounding competition.
Underneath to K.O. Rammel, good. K.O. Rammel scores a layup and give Logan Homan the assist on that nice pass underneath.
That was a great find by number four, Logan Homan.
44-40 now. Here's an outside shot, no good. By Arcana, by Pukowski, as Fort Recovery leads by four with 30 seconds to go in the game.
They got a foul. Well, I'm not sure what was going on here.
Back outside to K.O. Rammel. Yeah, I don't know why they're not fouling either. There's
there
one.
We go.
And Owen Judy's going to go to the line.
Yeah, they took 25 seconds off the clock here. Late to foul.
It'll be 1-1 for Owen, and he missed the last time he was up there. So I would say he's going to hit this one.
I'd say the odds are he's going to drain two of them.
Owen Judy at the line. Indians trailed here in this fourth quarter, but they've come back to take the lead again, 44-40. 1-1 for Owen Judy. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and he hits it. He'll have one more. Owen Judy, number two in his uniform.
It's a big shot right here. Give us a 6-point lead.
And that's good. 13 points for Owen tonight. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Indians lead 46-40 with 19 seconds to go. Well, I've seen stranger things happen, but the Indians are in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I feel pretty good with our 6-point lead, but I tell you what, the way these guys have been shooting that three, and especially the meatball kid, he's been, what, got five of them on the night, so he can knock it down, no doubt about it.
We'll be back with the final 20 seconds right after this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Back here once again at the Portside Fieldhouse. The Indians appear to have this game wrapped up, but let's see what happens here in the last 20 seconds. Arcanum with the ball, trailing by six. Down they come. 3-point shot by Gabeau. It's rims there in and out, and that was their last hope, really.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they're going to foul anymore, and Cale's got the ball, and we're going to dribble it out. Indians going to pick up a win, go to 7-2 on the season. 46-40 victory.
Fort Recovery Indians win 46-40 over the Arcanum Trojans. We'll be back to wrap up the game right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kauf of Kauf Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kauf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kauf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kauf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, pretty nice crowd on hand tonight, and they leave a happy group here as Fort Recovery, well, except for the Arcanum fans, Fort Recovery Indians win 46-40, and you know, the Indians could have easily folded there in that fourth quarter. They got behind.
I'm telling you, Arcanum was in this ball game until the last minute of the game, and they battled back. They won the middle two quarters of the ball game, and you know, a great game by Cale Ramel had 17, Owen with 13, but my game ball goes to number four, goes to Logan Oman. I thought he played an outstanding ball game tonight. We get 8 points, and I bet he had at least double-digit rebounds and a couple of nice assists, and I thought Logan played a whale of a ball game, Rob.
Yes, he did. The scores at the quarters. Indians took a nice lead at the first quarter, 10-3, but Arcanum quickly closed that down to nothing as it was 24-20 at halftime. Indians on top by four. After three, it was a one-point game, 30-29. Again, Arcanum took the lead a couple of times in the fourth quarter of play before the Indians won 46-40 over the Arcanum Trojans. Leading scorers, once again, we had Cale Ramel with 17. Cale had three threes, three twos, and two out of two at the line for his 17 points. Owen Judy had 13. He had three threes, a two-point basket, and two out of three at the free throw line. Logan Homan, 8 points. He had two-point goals and was two out of five at the free throw line. Let me correct myself. He had 3 2-point goals, was two out of five at the free throw line. That was perhaps his only negative tonight, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, he just didn't have the stroke going to the charity stripe. But other than that, I'm telling you, he worked his tail off under in the box, getting rebounds. I mean, he was just all over the place.
Daniel Patch had 6 points on two threes, including a huge three in the fourth quarter that got us back where we needed to be at that point.
Yeah, got us back in the lead. We were down, and he nailed that three at the top and got us going again, Rob.
Landon Post had 2 points on a two-point goal, and that was your scoring for the Indians. For Arcanum Trojans, they were led by Jake Gabeau, who had 15 points, five threes in the game. Then 6 points apiece is where we go next. Bryson Sharp with six, Nick Sheretz with six, and Chase Whirling with six. So the two big guys inside, they only came up with a combined 12 points on the night.
Yeah, and the Whirling boy, I don't think he had a point in the second half. I think he had 6 points at half maybe, and if he did, I don't remember it in the second half, but we did a great job against him on defense and the Sheretz kid. So if they're the two leading scorers for us, I'd say Coach Melton, happy.
Garrett Garneau had three on a three-point basket, and Aiden Pukowski had three on a three-point basket, and then Nate Kessler had one free throw, and that wrapped up the scoring for Arcanum. In the reserve game, it was Fort Recovery losing to Arcanum 48-40. Indians were led in scoring by Rex Leverett with 19, 9 for Reese Guggenbiller, 4 points for Ross Pearson, 3 points for Eli Leonards and Wyatt Grover, and 2 points for Riggs Toby in that JV loss to Arcanum 48-40. Jim Melton does join us. Congratulations, Jim. Another nail biter and another victory.
Yeah, we seem to find a way to give the patrons a show here and make their money's worth on the ticket price. So, we're entertaining. But, you know, fortunately right now we're coming out on top. Hopefully this will galvanize us as the season goes on. And, you know, we got a tough stretch coming up.
Yeah, you got to give Arcanum credit because they were down 10-3, had a nice start against them, and they came back and made a game out of it very quickly thereafter. And, again, you have to be super happy with your kids' response in that fourth quarter after we fell behind. They came right back to grab the lead back.
Yeah, we're learning how to fight through adversity in multiple different facets this year, even before I came back. And, you know, that's a testament to our boys sticking it through and fighting. And thank you. And really, hats off to Coach McEldown. He does a heck of a job. You know, those kids come in here fighting tonight. And, you know, with me being their former coach 3 years ago, there's probably a little added. They wanted it pretty bad, but...
Yeah, you knew a lot of those kids out there on the floor tonight. That's for sure.
Some good kids.
Absolutely. Did Gabeau surprise you, five threes from him?
It didn't surprise me. I know he's capable of that. He started his point for me 3 years ago down there, but he's been injured. And, you know, Roger told me, you know, I don't know if you noticed, he had a little gimp tonight. So I was surprised he played. We didn't even have him on the scouting report because he hasn't been playing. That's his second game of the season.
I recall that Scott Ward told me that from the Tiger, that he had been out but might play tonight. So.
Yeah, they were down another starter, Ian Baker, as well.
And then You know, you did a super job on the big guys. Sherritt's only got six.
Yeah, and he's their leading scorer. Yeah. We wanted to take him away, and Sharp, number 12, is a really good three-point shooter, and, you know, he's averaging just a freckle under 10, I think, somewhere in there, and we really, our focus was them two, but then Gabeau was the wild card. We didn't know that until, you know, the onset of the game, so it kind of changed the dynamic a little bit.
You never know until you get going what's going to happen, that's for sure. Hey, Logan Homan, what a nice game for him.
Yeah, he's been a bright spot, you know. He's getting acclimated for a guy that hadn't played since his freshman year. He's learning a lot of new terminology and techniques, so hats off to Logan. You know, he's a lot of information is being thrown at him right now, and he's really absorbing it and owning up on it, and we're proud of him.
And then your big 6'7" junior came through with a huge three in that fourth quarter, Daniel Patch.
I wanted to get a timeout after he hit it, but it was too late. I turned around to Coach Weber and I said, dang it, I wanted a timeout there to get organized and, you know, get the kids to understand the clock, time, score situation. But, you know, fortunately, a couple of our veterans, Owen Judy's defense, he might have not have dropped 20 tonight or whatever that he's normally, but his defense tonight was tremendous.
Well, congratulations on the victory. Very disciplined and nice team that came in here tonight. And your victories this year have been hard earned, but they've been well deserved.
Thank you.
Good luck on the weekend. I won't be able to be there, but again, two big games for you in Knoxville Friday and Botkins on Saturday.
Yeah, last I checked, Botkins was still ranked number one. Marion upset him the other night on New Year's Eve on a last second back door play. You know, they're 8-1. They're still number one. They're the defending champ. So
yeah,
we welcome them to come into the fort. We're up for the challenge.
Okay, Jim. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians defeat the Arcanum Trojans tonight, 46-40. Again, led at every quarter stop, although Arcanum did have the lead a couple of times there in the fourth quarter before the Indians were able to get the lead back and eventually win by 46-40. Again, a big three-point basket by Daniel Patch brought us from trailing at 38-36 to leading 39-38 at that point. I don't think we ever trailed again. That's going to wrap it up for Dave Kalp and myself, Rob Weaver at the Fortsight Fieldhouse, studio producers Eric Catterly at the radio station, and also at Ava Shane and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we wish all of you a very pleasant good evening. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Fort Recovery beats Arcanum 46-40 tonight. Good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.